Hello.
Yeah. Hello, good evening. My name is Gustav and I am calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
I'm sorry, one more time? The last part.
Yeah, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Sure, Republican.
Republican, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. And, well, I have already voted by absentee mail in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I would be very likely to, and I will, but it won't be in Florida since I don't live there anymore.
All right. And, well, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote in my polling place on Election Day, or I will vote by mail with an absentee mail in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Probably on the day. I'll probably go in.
All right, thank you. And what is your main racial background? Hispanic, white, Caucasian, African American, black, or Asian American?
It's actually pretty split. It's Scandinavian and Native American.
Native American? All right. Thank you so much. What is your age?
35. 36.
Thank you so much. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Chris Nocco.
No opinion.
No opinion, thank you. Kamala Harris?
Terrible opinion.
For you, is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Absolutely unfavorable, the most possible.
Thank you. And Lisa Yeager?
I'm going to have to say I don't know.
Do you have an opinion? Or
I wouldn't have an opinion. I just don't know them well enough.
All right, thank you. And Mike Bassano?
Can't say I have an opinion.
Thank you. Gabriel Papadopoulos?
I definitely don't have an opinion. I would remember that name for sure.
All right. Christina Fitzpatrick?
I've heard of him, but I can't say I have an opinion.
Jack Mariano?
I'm going to go negative there. Negative opinion. Very.
Oh, somewhat unfavorable.
You can do it like the second most. It's like somewhat unfavorable. It's not like I can't stand them, but like.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, you will now be asking a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Michelle Mandarin or John Legg?
I can't vote in that state because I don't live there.
Oh, but if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
I wouldn't be able to be honest. Not between those two. I just don't know either one of them.
All right. No problem. Thank you so much. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Lisa Yeager, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Christina Fitzpatrick?
I can't say again. I don't know the people of that area.
Oh, well, lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gina Finocchiero or Jack Mariano?
I couldn't.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't be able to make a decision there.
Oh, but if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Sure, why not the first one?
Gina Finocchiaro or Jack Mariano?
Yeah, her.
Who? I'm sorry, Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiaro?
Her.
Gina, all right, thank you. Well, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate that as well. Well, the options are saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager or a campaign volunteer, or something else, or you haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
The last one.
All right. And, well, you will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Usually moderate.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
None. None of those. I own my own businesses and house and everything else, and I didn't complete a single one of those.
All right. Thank you so much. And that way we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your participation, and hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.